Agent Gib.
Grand Gus.
And this is Radio Sessions Over Tea Christmas Edition 2020.
Right now we are at my house. It is about 25 degrees, pretty cloudy out, and we are in the part of the house which I like to call the Nook Room, which has got a lot of Christmas decorations, including this beautiful snowy Christmas tree that we are all looking at right now.
It's pretty snowy and his air conditioning is pretty strong.
Yes, so it's quite cool and freezing, but also not very hot as well. Now, in this end of the year podcast, then bringing back some of our throwback teas and cold drinks that we've been doing throughout 2020. We have all selected one from different episodes throughout the year that we've done. Bryce Starr is actually going to start us off with his throwback tea that he has chosen.
Well, my tea was chosen from podcast 4, and it was passion fruit with a twist of hibiscus, and it's naturally caffeine free. So it has this really good passion fruit taste that we truly love, and I felt like I really wanted to bring this tea back because it gave just a punch of flavor and fruit. And I feel like it's a great start to a new year that's coming up with this fruity taste. I just get that feeling and that taste. And also there's always a lot of health benefits with this drink. And I'm drinking it in a cute little Christmas cup. So, Agent Gib, what's your tea that you have bring back?
I decided to do something simple today. I actually have a green tea with me. The reason I chose this tea was because, well, I had this in the very first episode that me and Grand Gus did earlier in the year, and I thought, you know, what better way to end the year than where it started? The flavour might not be as interesting as the other ones I've done, like raspberry and dragon fruit, for example, but it's the very first one that actually got me into drinking tea. And it gives me this feeling of nostalgia whenever I drink it. So, you know, all the other teas have very interesting flavours, but the green tea is the one I always come back to. So, Grand Gus, what's your favourite tea?
The tea I have picked is from, like Bryce Starr, Podcast 4, Digital Mania. It is mango and strawberry Twinings tea. And the reason behind why I chose this was simply because I remember when I drank it the first time, it just had that pale flavour of sweetness, mango and strawberry in it. I love the colours, yet again, that dark purple colour, and the health benefits were really good, as I remember saying it in that podcast. Really enjoyed it, and the taste was absolutely amazing. Now that we've all told you all what some of our throwback teas were, we're now going to be moving forward with Agent Gib.
So, in terms of topics, we're just going to get into it straight away. What we've decided to discuss is our experiences throughout 2020, since this is the official last one for the year. And also, we will be discussing expectations that we have for 2021. So, without further ado, I'm going to now pass it over to Bryce Starr and what he thinks on this topic.
Well, I have a few achievements that I've achieved in 2020. It was a struggle because of this year has been such a crazy year, but there's been a few. Firstly, I've done a lot of acting auditions, and I'm hoping for a callback for that, so that will be coming very soon.
So what kind of auditions have you signed up for?
There is some that I cannot mention as privacy reasons, but there's like cartoon ones and also movies. I've also done a few concerts throughout the year, but there was one particular concert that was a really good charity for the Firefight Australia concert.
So what was that about?
Well, it was about because of all the bushfires that have happened throughout the start of the year.
Oh, they were bad, weren't they?
And we raised like over like millions of money for this, for just one big concert. All these artists get together and perform. And that was such a really great experience.
I think what disappointed me the most is those poor koalas.
Yeah.
That's been a big topic of this year, where they've literally had to save heaps of koalas to try and get them away from all those fires.
I know. I mean, most of their natural habitat's been extinguished. They're pretty close to extinction, and you know, it's a really devastating thing to look back on.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yes, and definitely.
In saying that, it's good to now see that there are a lot of vet places and other places that have come together to try and raise money to get these poor koalas the help that they need, because mostly a lot of them got burnt.
Have you seen those Adopt a Koala advertisements?
Oh, I have, through television, ads over YouTube and other social media platforms. But overall, it's good to see that a lot of change is happening throughout this year. We've had a lot, haven't we? We've had protests as well. That's been another big controversial thing that's happened, where people are finally standing up for their rights. Mm-hmm. And what are your guys' thoughts on
It's just been an eventful year. You know, we've had bushfires here, floods,
storms,
you know, famine.
Also protests.
Yeah, protests in the United States.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden frauds all the time over that. That's all happening. We've had a lot of, like, deaths. That's been really sad.
Yeah.
But then you can also get all the fun things out of it this year as well.
I think one of the main lessons that I think COVID-19 has taught us is to, you know, really appreciate what you do have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I'm very appreciative of living in a house right now, that I'll be able to put everything that I own into it, and
yes,
very fortunate. Definitely.
And I know that we're here at this table in this nook room right now, actually thinking about big plans of moving as well.
Oh my goodness, this list is endless. We've got a lot of that coming very soon too, 2021, and as well as throughout this year as well. Lots of changes are going to be happening with us.
Yes, at the moment we're all looking into properties.
Yes, well, to start us off with, Agent Gibb, you have had a lot of interesting things happen to you recently. Did you want to explain?
Oh, where to begin? Okay. Well, this year I've been collaborating with, of course, Grant Gus and Brystar. I think one of my achievements was that I directed and filmed my very first music video.
That was so good. Oh. I put so much effort into that. It was just the best thing
we
ever.
We all did.
Yes, definitely.
We all pitched in, did the role so wonderfully well, and it just turned out amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, I didn't think I'd be able to do something like that, and now I have, and you know, it makes me feel a little bit more better.
And there will be a lot more of those videos coming to the YouTube channel as well.
We won't reveal too much, but we definitely got a lot of interesting content that will be
that we're looking forward to putting out there
to 2021. I think what mostly has come together throughout this whole year is everybody has been coming together to
get through the whole thing together.
Exactly. Yes. And like with us coming together, with all of the interesting things that we have done throughout this year, has really been a turnover for me for what I've achieved through 2020. To do a podcasting where we can literally talk about our lives and mention mental health and all of our video games that we've played, and
especially Fortnite.
Yes. We've been playing lately.
You never know. 2021, we could have a Twitch account. Oh, video games.
So yeah, Twitch account might be in the possibility of 2021.
Who knows? Anything
can keep you updated on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, Christmas is coming up, and that's a great year to get together with family and to just celebrate the spirit of Christmas as well.
And sad part is some countries might not get to have that with their loved ones, only because some have still in lockdown, I believe. And some countries are just opening up their borders, like New South Wales has just got Victoria and New South Wales opened so the public can go. Whoever had family that they couldn't see for months on end from one state can finally go do that. And it's really...
it's a slow process.
It's slow, but everyone in the world's getting there.
Yeah.
And that's what we need for the change and to get rid of this virus once and for all. Hopefully 2021 might be, hopefully, a year that it might slow down a bit more. We know that it's confirmed that there might have been a vaccine might have been created, from what I've seen via...
in China, yeah.
Yeah, in China or India, through a trending Twitter thing that I saw online. So it's really good that the countries are finally figuring out what ingredients would be good for a vaccine.
Yeah. So hopefully next year will be the year that all of us finally recover and, you know, move forward.
I want to ask you both something, and I want to know what you guys, what was your bestest part despite COVID of 2020?
There's like so much that you could possibly just think about. I feel like it was probably like meeting up with you guys again in like a very long time, because we just split and I met you at Graham Gus's birthday party, and then we met through Tumbiumbi, and just connecting again and coming with these big projects now, like podcast, YouTube, and hanging so out, much more, yeah. And hanging out. I reckon that's been a really big thing, but I feel like everything's been great, but that's one thing that's just been great.
Oh, that's really, really cool. Really awesome. What about you, Agent Gibb?
I think one of the good things about 2020 was me rediscovering parts of myself that I thought lay dormant. You know, they were brought out into the open, and, you know, it was a really good discovery. Like, for example, rediscovering music. You know, I love listening to music. I love playing music, dancing to it. I rediscovered drive to want something and actually take steps to make sure that I actually do them.
And we've definitely have seen that throughout the year.
Because you're actually starting to get more into your acting again as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think most of this year, my drive and my motivation has felt pretty low throughout the year.
Yeah, we've definitely, us three have all have gone through a lot of up and down. And this is what's so great about our episodes through the past few months, where we got to really show you a real insight, not just from YouTubing, but also a really one-on-one,
yeah.
As you guys listening to us through podcasting, it's really great that you guys get to see us personally behind the scenes, what our true emotions and feelings are.
And you can see it in like all our YouTube videos, our podcasts, the confidence, the changing of like how we're acting in front of the camera now. It's just slowly changing over time, and we're getting so much better.
Absolutely, yep. Agree with you there.
We're constantly evolving. You know, there's always room for improvement, but we're all capable of making changes.
Yes, because the thing is, nobody is perfect, but everyone is capable at like doing something and like...
Day is your world, tomorrow is history, and the future is endless, as I will leave that nice little quote for you all.
couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So now that we've discussed 2020, we'd like to discuss expectations for 2021. Now that that's brought up, I'd like to pass this over to Grand Gus.
Well, what I would like to hope for 2020, what I would like to hope for 2021 is hoping that I might be maybe moving to the city.
That little quote thing you said, I'm hoping we do not go back to 2020. I'm hoping to go for it.
We need to go forward, everyone, because if we go back in 2020, we'll be back stuck with the virus again, and that's all that we know, don't we?
Nope. No way.
So set your clocks forward a month from now, and then we should be sweet. Well, I'm praying, hoping it should be sweet. Next year, hoping to move, hoping to do some more content, which, as I previously mentioned before, there is some interesting content that we're actually going to keep a secret for now. So stay tuned, subscribe to Grenade 94, and you guys will get to see those awesome content ideas. But overall, for 2021, hoping to become a bit more confident in speaking, which I have been feeling throughout this whole podcasting experience, that it has helped me a lot. And yeah, that's all that I have in mind for the moment now. So Brystar, how about yourself?
Well, 2021, where do I begin? Dun dun dun. Okay, so 2021, well, so many things are happening in this year. I know that I have a lot of video collaborations with both of yous.
Yay.
I'm going to be focusing a lot on my acting next year, so you might see me on a TV screen or TV. More auditions, fingers crossed. Ooh, for me.
Fingers crossed, Brystar.
Well, here's the entertainment industry getting back on its feet.
Yay.
Thank you. Yes. Also, I really want to focus a lot on myself, my personal and my mental as well. So focus on my mental health, and also might lose a bit of my weight and exercise more, and also just have time to myself and discover more about me. And there's also one thing that I've been always desperately looking at right now, is I'm thinking of moving as well to the city, so then I can work a lot more because more opportunities are there. So that's going to be exciting times. Fantastic, for me, Brystar, to come. So what exciting times for you, Agent Gibb, for 2020 next year? Oh, 2021.
Okay, I'm not really one for New Year's resolutions, but I think this year has inspired me to actually have one. I think my New Year's resolution for 2021 would be to practice more gratitude. I have felt like this year I've been lacking in it. So because I felt socially isolated before, I haven't had the opportunity to really dig deep and figure out what I'm actually grateful for. You know, so I think next year should be about me rediscovering it. You know, like, for example, I'm grateful for the opportunity to talk here today and actually drink tea that makes me feel good and makes me feel comfortable. You know, I'm grateful for Gren Gus. You know, he always puts time, effort and passion into every single project that he does with us. He has drive, he has ambition, and that's, you know, it's very useful for us. And you know, he's been with us through the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad times. And he always has this optimism that makes people want to try better.
And so I'm getting a bit emotional.
I'm just at the back end. and leave me out. I'm joking.
And I'm grateful for Brystar for reconnecting with us. He always has his own unique sense of humor, and he always injects it into our projects that just make it all the more better. You know, and he's always open to ideas that we come up with, whether they're good or bad. And you know, he's always there when we need him.
Thank you so much, Agent Gibb. I don't know what to say.
We're both feeling the emotion right now, but in saying, in response to Agent Gibb, what he has to say, I think it's incredible how we've come on this journey and this path, and we've all just connected really well as friends, that we were able to create something so good that we can all really share what we're all thinking and saying, and even put that through visually as well, through the channel as well, which has become a really, really good experience for us to really take you guys and really show you all over in the world who's listening to all of us right now to get that experience. And it's been absolutely wonderful meeting you both throughout this whole to over 20 to 10 years of friendship, We've come a long, long way. We're all school friends, and we all, even as in our 20s now, we still talk like that we were at the age that we first all met each other. And yes, that's what's so great about our friendship.
That's the best thing ever, because like, there's no time for growing up. Just keep being a kid. No,
exactly. But yeah, thank you, Agent Gift, for your kind words there. It's really, when I met you at the age, I believe, 7 years old. Oh my goodness. So this kid, honestly, this man now, oh my gosh, 20 something years old. It's a freaking...
Getting old now.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that a 3 foot boy who wore baggy clothes and wouldn't look anyone in the eye would actually have the courage to walk up to someone and introduce themselves?
It's crazy. I mean, the confidence levels that we all had as kids and teenagers wasn't the best, but we did what we bestly could.
Yeah. I was so shy in school. I was so scared to just go up and talk to a girl.
Yes. It was a lot like that for all three of us. Our confidence levels compared to a lot of kids growing up weren't the best. But you know what? We took advantage of the time that we were, and we sort of went with it. And now we've learnt from all those experiences to become the people that we are today.
Yeah, sometimes whatever cards you dealt with, you have to play with them.
Oh, yes. 100% agree with you.
You know what? Today's podcast is just chucking out all the quotes today. The quotes are coming out.
We're getting very philosophical.
This is the most emotionalist podcast you guys will ever get to experience. And it's probably one of the best to end with a bang, I say.
And you know what? We're not going anywhere. It's not our final one.
No. Well, we can confirm that 2021, there will be another season of more of us podcasting. There will be more cold drinks, because we just recently, in our last previous podcast, releasing the cold drinks. So there'll definitely be more of that throughout the year. And as well as we're hoping to look for more online or in-store teas for you guys to respond to.
It's onwards and upwards from here, guys.
Yes, I know. And I'm just sitting here today and just like, I'm so keen for Christmas and New Year's right now.
Oh, well, let's dive into Christmas. Yes.
Anyone have plans for Christmas?
So it's time for True Connection.
Yes.
Who wants to start? Anyone have any plans for Christmas coming up?
Well, plans for Christmas, I'm hoping to spend with my partner's family and as well as my own family, which is going to be nice, because usually all the family get together, including my cousins. We usually like to do get-togethers, unwrap presents together, and sort of have those somewhat traditions that we've done since I was a child. So
that sounds really nice.
Yes, it's going to be really good to have that with the family.
I'll be spending Christmas with my grandparents. They're going to be coming down from up north. Sister and her partner. So it'll be really nice to actually catch up with them and find out how they're going in their lives.
I'll be spending time with my family, and a few of my other family will be coming down on Christmas. We're going to have like a Christmas little lunch dinner all day with like snacks and everything. Be a really nice day to just spend time with my family.
Don't forget the turkey.
Yeah.
We always have turkey on Christmas. But like literally I always eat all the snacks. Like there's so many snacks and lollies.
That was my next question for both of you. What's your favorite part about Christmas? Mine would be the wrapping of gifts.
Mine would just be being in the present moment.
I reckon just spending time with family, getting in contact with friends, wishing them a happy Christmas, and also giving and receiving and just giving that spirit of Christmas, the happy and joyous of this year.
Christmas in general, what can I say? It brings a lot of joy to a lot of people, and even to those who don't have a lot of family, we wish you also Merry Christmas to people who are alone, because Christmas brings joy to everybody.
And Catholic people and all the church people. Around Christmas time is a very, very main thing.
I think Christmas is really one of those opportunities where we're all in the present moment with the people close to us. Don't the two of you agree?
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's great to able to come together and really show the true Christmas spirit.
Yes, because nothing can't stop Christmas. We're still having it.
And nothing can't stop anyone from eating turkey.
Yes.
Yes.
And kids, if you're listening to this, you better be good, because if you be bad, Santa won't come to you.
Santa will definitely be dropping coal to those who have been naughty throughout this year.
You have been warned.
Santa is definitely coming this year. I'm so keen for Santa to come. Are you keen for Santa?
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, Santa's already been for me. Yes, kids. Kids. And also the children who are in hospitals who are going through a lot of stuff as well.
And a lot of people that are homeless and out there that just really can't celebrate Christmas. It's like a very hard time for them. We just prayed for them and those kids as well, those homeless people, for that Christmas spirit and that, because it's so hard for them to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our podcast. Your time is really appreciated. And with that being said, I'll now leave you with a quote from Bryce Starr that he'll offer as his Christmas present to you all. Bryce Starr?
Well said, Adrian Gibb. This is a Christmas quote for all of you. Just remember, the true spirit of Christmas lies in your heart.
Polar Express, people. My favourite anime Christmas movie.
Oh, agreed. Amazing.
And the quote to finish off the whole podcast: the new year stands before us like a chapter in a book waiting to be written. In order to be successful in the new year, stay focused, develop a positive attitude, and be passionate with your dreams. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. I'm Bryce Starr.
Asian Gibb.
Grand Gus.
And this has been Radio Sessions Over Tea, Christmas Edition 2020.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Woo.
Bye.
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 Merry Christmas.